What we might do, let's bring in the great man right now. He's a listener to SEN's coverage of day two of the first test between Sri Lanka and Australia live from Gaul. Download the SEN app, click the SEN Fanatic tile. Adam Collins leads the call along with Jeff Lemon, Jeremy Carney, Russell Arnold, and our next guest, Bharat Sundaresan, is on the line right now. Bharat, hello.
Hello, good morning from a pretty gloomy looking Gaul, I must say. The dark clouds overhead has just been drizzling, but that's just Gaul. And it's always good to get the rain out of the way first thing in the morning, and then the sun comes out and just burns us all.
I've seen the aerial shots. It looks really lovely there, right there on the water. And I heard, too, that bit of cold chisel was blaring around the ground as well.
Oh, I mean, that was one of the saving graces, but most of the other music that the DJ at the ground has been blaring is more, more not keeping with my taste. It's more, you know, one of the early 2000s song dance numbers. Mm. But I'll tell you who was really amused and entertained by them, and you'd be surprised to know this, considering how his day ended, but it was Steve Smith, and he was grooving and dancing to, you know, dance, dance, dance with me and all that, like in the morning. But, well, he wasn't dancing at the end of the day.
Well, let me ask you about that. I've seen this replay about 100 times. What did you make of the run out? And let me ask you as well, where does fault lie?
Oh, look, I think both are at fault at some level. Right, yes, Usman Khawaja did call for the single, and then he suddenly stopped, and that happens. But you know, Smith committed fully, and also maybe he had the LBW appeal in the back of the head, back of his head. So he just goes for it, and he's nearly like gone past half or gone halfway down the pitch. So it was a long way back, but his reactions were slightly over the top. And you don't see that happen so often in professional cricket, international cricket. Maybe, you know, at grade level, you can see two batters really upset with each other. But I thought, you know, Usman Khawaja handled himself beautifully. He didn't even look in Steve Smith's direction. He was like, I know you're writing. I know you're waving your hands around. It was quite extraordinary. I mean, and the sight of, like, you know, the soiled shirt added to the drama.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. You mentioned there the weather. Do you think it had much impact, Bharat, on the way the pitch played? Because I must say, I was surprised to see swing, bounce and spin so early on day one.
I mean, no surprises with the spin at all. Like, we've seen the ground staff working on that pitch. Not a drop of water generally falls anywhere close to the pitch. They do water everywhere else around. So it was expected to stay dry, but once Nathan Lyon bowled that first ball and, you know, it hit Alex Carey's helmet, you knew you were in for a lot of fun. And, you know, I thought Nathan Lyon bowled really, really well throughout the day. And I think the confidence of having just come off a 5-wicket haul in Lahore, it's been 2 months. I think he carried that in well. And he's a master in most conditions, especially in these conditions. And you know what? The spin show has just started. We have a lot more to go before the series is over.
Yeah, and bounce is Nathan Lyon's best friend, as you know. The 20th time he's claimed 5 wickets in an innings. He looks to me, you know, after that sort of lean trot he had, didn't he, Bharat, in that home series against India, where he's just chasing 400, he got there, and it's like he's almost had a new lease of life since then.
And, you know, that series where he started at 390 wickets and finished with 399, I think it stung a lot. There was a lot of criticism. Some people felt that maybe someone like a Mitchell Stevenson should take over. So I think he has really come back really strongly. And that Karachi test, don't forget, there was a lot of pressure on him to bowl Australia to victory. He couldn't. Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan batted magically to save that test. So just that Lahore test would have, you know, brought him back to feeling on top of the world. And now he's catching up. He's gone past the great Sir Richard Hadley.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's got R. Ashwin in his sights. He's just 10 wickets away. And Ashwin doesn't have too many test matches to play this year.
You mentioned there Mitchell Swepson. I know the Australians have invested a lot of time in the wrist spinner. He only got the call-up because of the injury to John Holland. But, you know, he's not the finished article. But those two deliveries to get those consecutive wickets, it was class bowling.
Oh, it was beautiful bowling. And that should be the blueprint for how he should be going, especially in these conditions where you really don't have to be quicker, like maybe he has to in Australia. So if you can just carry those two balls around wherever he goes, that makes sense. He will take a lot more wickets. Look, he had to wait about 514 deliveries to get his first wicket since his the one he got first spell in Test cricket in Karachi. But he's learning leg spin. A lot of people will tell you is an art which isn't easy. People take a while to mature. And I think having Nathan Lyon bowling really well is going to help take that pressure off him. Even if he keeps chipping in with a couple of wickets here and there, he can build on that.
Yeah, and further to that too, I mean, when the rest of the bowling contingent are miserly, he knows that can rip. And if he goes for a few, well, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and yesterday was a perfect case of that. He was going at over 4 and over. And you know Pat Cummins is going to give nothing away. Nathan Lyon the same. So you can attack with Stark, the left-arm seamer, and Mitchell Stepson, the leg spinner. And that's how leg spinners work, right? They might go for a few runs, but bang, 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 they'll give you 3 wickets in 2 overs. And the game just turns on its head, which kind of happened yesterday. It was the Stepson double breakthrough that completely ripped the Sri Lankan middle order apart.
Australia trails by 114. I mean, they got the honours on day one, but gee, they'll go back in the sheds and they'll be looking at the 3 wickets and think, you know what, we should have been probably better placed than what we were.
True, but it could have been much worse. You know, yeah. The ball was turning a lot. I think they got lucky with the Sri Lankan bowlers. It was a pretty poor start from them. And the seamer bowl just won over, but very loose, lots of full tosses and short balls. So, if anything, Australia got lucky that they got off to, 40-50 without any trouble. But, you know, then once the spinners settled, like Ramesh Mendis in particular was creating a lot of issues, even towards the end of the day. Travis Head looked all at sea. So I think they'll take whatever they've got. That's what Test cricket is in this part of the world. You can't really think too far ahead. You just have to stay in the moment and just wait for that one opening where you can see this.
Let's get your prognostication, Bharat, for day 2. Usman 47 not out. A lot's going to rest on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, very much so. What a turnaround. The story continues. Go back to Sydney. Who would have thought we'd be talking about Usman Khawaja, the opener, and also Usman Khawaja, the saviour against spin. You know, for years, people said, oh, he's no good in the subcontinent. We saw him bat really well on those flat pitches in Pakistan, but I thought he adjusted really well. He used the crease beautifully. He played off the back foot. Angelo Matthews and Usman Khawaja, the veterans, were the two who looked most comfortable on that pitch yesterday. And yeah, I mean, Australia will need him to keep batting and keep attacking at the other end with Travis Head, who knows only one way to bat, as you've seen, and the likes of Cameron Green and Alex Gerry to come.
Now, we've been talking on the program today, Bharat, about how David Warner batted in the floppy white hat, and it was a lovely throwback to yesteryear. Any great sort of cricketing styles that you remember from back in the day that you'd love to see returned?
Oh, I mean, speaking of that floppy hat, my idol growing up was the great Richie Richardson.
Yeah.
And it's a pity that I got to know him pretty well years later and he hasn't kept even one of them.
No.
So I always thought I'll grow. And I know, imagine there's no value in befriending your idols these days. So, another hero of mine growing up was Craig McDermott in the classic zinc cream. So I know a lot of cricketers just, that would be wonderful. And these are perfect conditions for the zinc cream. Hopefully one of the Aussies picks it up.
Hashtag bring back the zinc. Sounds like a plan. Bharat, thank you so much. We'll catch you on the SEN coverage this afternoon with Colo and the team.